The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That was perfection. Let me open my fancy box that says hashtag without remorse on it, because I guess there was a TV show or a TV movie or a streaming movie called About Remorse, and they sent me a bunch of stuff in this cool box, and so that's going to be the prize box today. And wait till you find out what's in there. It's crazy. We're coming to you once again from Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles, California! It's Saturday, October 22nd, 2022, and we're continuing our month of scary movie shows here at the Dynasty Typewriter, and we'll be back on Saturday, November 12th at this same time, and I guess it'll be a thankful episode, maybe. And for our listeners in the Houston area, be sure to check out Doug Loves Movies and Wide World of Doug's, and I'll be doing some other stuff there as well at a festival called the Come and Take It Fest. Yeah, that's November 18 through 20 or something like that. I'm pretty sure. But if you want to get the accurate information, for all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
You didn't get through the whole thing. Everybody just started laughing. Let's talk about this prize box, because of course I brought a rubber pipe from Peacemaker. It's a nice Halloween looking one. Yeah, yellow and orange, looks like candy corn. And then I've got from Rockin' Pins, as I often do, I've got pins of myself and Doug Loves Movies. And then, because it fits perfectly in this stupid box, somebody today is going home with Carpool Karaoke I don't know who this gentleman is on the cover of this, but apparently carpool karaoke is a microphone that you can use to sing in your car. That doesn't seem safe. And I heard that you're not allowed to take this into Balthazar. If you're thinking about dining in New York City and you want to bring your carpool karaoke, that's why he got thrown out in the first place, because they were tired of all of his restaurant karaoke. But like I said, this crate that it comes in is kind of a prize in and of itself. So especially if you're like going over to somebody's house and you're bringing them a bottle of wine or something, it fits perfectly in there. Oh, it's also a good baby coffin. Almost forgot to mention that. All right, let's see. Did I do everything I needed to do? Yes, I did. Let's get our guests out here. We got four chairs. And if you've been paying attention, I think you already know who's going to be here. Please give it up for Guy Branum, Julia Clare, Dominic Monaghan, and Dan Van Kirk. Have a seat wherever you'd like. Thank you for being here, everybody. Let's meet all of you. Everybody's so nice and polite. Let's meet everybody alphabetically by first name, the Allison Rosen rule. Joining us, you know him from Pen Pals and Dumb People Town and lots of other stuff. It's Dan Van Kirk. Hi, Dan.
Hello. Hi, friend. Did you call that a baby coffin?
I did.
Great. Oh, geez. That's bad.
Right? I know. It's a terrible
spooky
thing
it's
to say,
spooky.
But it's that time of
year.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a baby coffin season.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. Like, if you don't shop right away during baby coffin season,
right.
You get shut out, then you got to put your baby in a regular size coffin.
But also, if you wait till after the season, you can get such good deals on baby coffins.
That's true, but it's a roll of the dice. Because
sure.
You don't want to get too big of a coffin for your baby. Rolling around in
They'll
there.
Grow into it.
No, they
or
won't,
they
Dan.
Won't.
You don't understand how the whole dead baby thing works. All right. Also join. Are we done talking, Dan?
Sure.
Okay.
For now.
Exactly. You're going to speak again. This isn't the last time you'll speak, but we have our winner from the last time. Applaud if you were here last month for this show.
Yes!
Got a few
Ooh.
People that know what's up. Returning to the program, it's Dominic Monaghan.
Welcome.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
I almost forgot to come.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yeah, it was a weird day today. I was just hanging out watching football and watching UFC. And then my friend Mia was like, "Are you not doing Doug Loves Movies tonight?" And I was like, "Oh, shit."
Thank you, Mia. That's
yeah,
very nice of her. Thank you for hooking that up.
And then also on the way over here, I like checked your Instagram and I was like, is it happening? And I had no idea that it was actually happening until we like parked and I saw Doug Love Movies and I was like, oh, we're in the right place.
Yeah, you did it. Yeah, it's been like a month since you were here and
so much fun last time.
Yeah, and I, you know, thought you'd want to come back.
I love this show.
So publicists reached out to each other and then they stopped talking at one point. So that's why you were concerned about whether it was happening or not and I was concerned about whether or not you'd be here or not. I have a backup guest in the audience.
Oh, really?
In case you didn't show up. And people like to see John Hamm on stage,
yeah.
So
hey, John.
It's kind of not worked
no,
out
stay
the
there,
way
John.
I had hoped it would. No, we would, of course, add a chair if he was here, but he's not.
Oh, well, I also remember the last time that I came here with Billy, one of the guests showed up really late. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Like, we were on stage and they ran on stage, and I remember
yeah.
turning to Billy and being like, I'll never do that. And almost did it tonight.
Yeah. It's not easy to park around here. So what are you going to do? But thanks for making the effort.
So happy to be here.
I kind of love that you both just let the universe decide
yeah.
if this was going to happen. It feels like the 90s. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I'd love to have him, but if he doesn't show up, I can't have him.
Right?
It's
definitely true.
But he's here, so let's not talk about him like he's not here.
Okay.
Or in this box. Also joining us today is another returning champion. He won recently on a one of those shows we don't do in front of an audience. And so I'm very happy to have him back here again. It's Guy Branum, everybody. So much going on for you right now. If you read the tabloid, not the tabloids, the trades.
Yes, the trades are all over me.
Yeah.
They're breathlessly reporting shows that I sold 7 months ago.
That's great timing. They like realize what a movie star you are now.
Yes.
And they jumped on it. And I'm glad those shows, are those shows still sold?
They're still sold. Do they have any life left in them? Who can say? You'll have to ask the people at NBC and ABC.
I mean, if they read the trades, they'll probably be, you know, like, oh shit, we got to do this thing. It says it in Variety. Hollywood Reporter's making us do this. But congratulations on Bros, because everybody who has, you know, gone to the trouble of seeing it, which is not enough people, but the people who have uniformly say that you're terrific in it.
So fucking funny.
Oh, that's so sweet.
There
you
go.
Thank you. I think we all as a nation wondered what would happen to Ticket to Paradise if there were no famous people in it. And so... Universal just released Bros just for like an experiment, really.
For sure,
you know,
yeah. All the quality, some would say even better quality, but none of the same push, and just see what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, Bros, available for video on demand wherever you stream films because you did not go to the movie theater to see it, but Julia did.
That's right.
Joining us for the first time, a perfect guest, is Julia Clare, everybody.
Hello. Woo! First time on stage. I did the podcast, and I won.
You won on the,
I won on the
podcast, Zoom version?
The Zoom podcast.
And
now I'm insulted
now
in front of all these people.
Well, I mean, that was probably a case of you still living in New York.
That's true.
So I couldn't funnel you into one of these live ones.
That's
until
true.
You decided to come out here.
All right.
And now here we are.
All right, fine.
But I did forget that you won, so I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
It's all champions here.
Yeah.
Is it right? Is it all champions on stage?
I think so, yeah. Dan's definitely won in the past.
Yeah,
it's
won
an all-star game.
2017, I think, is the last time. Last time I won.
Refresh my memory, Julia. Who did you beat on that one? Because I had some pretty weak contenders.
Some don't even play.
John Gabris was one of them.
Wait, what was that noise?
It was somewhere between
that didn't sound
ooh
positive
and a boo.
Or negative. Yeah,
oh. It was like ooh, but it had the connotation of boo.
Yeah, it was a ooh without the consonant.
And I can't remember who else.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
it doesn't matter.
People,
losing.
You stepped all over. Obviously,
that's right.
You crushed them.
They're
so
nothing
why?
To
you don't
me.
Need to. You don't need to remember those minions.
No.
But yeah, John Gabris is cool. And,
love him.
Yeah, I think he's done one of these here. Because this is like the fourth or fifth Dynasty Typewriter show that we've been doing monthly. And so thanks again to Dynasty Typewriter, and no thanks to parking in the area. Fuck you, parking in the area.
Guys, there's actually a hack for that, which is that all you have to do is not be able to afford a car. And then you can take the bus, which is what I did.
Whoa!
Thank you.
That's
Thank
impressive.
You. LA is a walkable city if you're poor enough.
This is true. 6 years on that bus.
Yeah, you also have to have some time on your hands.
But at what cost?
Oh, certainly. Certainly, I'm finding out every day.
Well, thank you for being here, Julia. And tell us about your podcast.
Oh, okay. My podcast is called Reply Guys. It's a leftist feminist podcast with very funny comedians, Kate Willett and Mohana Del Shiki. And yeah, I'm currently on sabbatical from Reply Guys because I'm writing for Crooked Media, but they're doing a great job and you should still listen to it. I will be back.
That's awesome. I don't think I've ever had someone come on and just promote a podcast that they dip from.
You said, tell me about your podcast. And I was like, oh, no.
I did. I was. It was silly of me to think it was ongoing. But also, I was kind of making a joke because any comedian now, if you say, tell us about your podcast, it's not a bad question, you know, because chances are they have one. And then they can tell us about it.
I'm actually currently shopping for one if anyone just needs a rogue host.
Well, it is October, and so I do like to lean into the scary movie month, if you will. And so for my recommendation portion of the show today, I would like each of you, we'll start with you, Dan.
Okay.
I'd like each of you to recommend a scary movie. You know, a horror movie or a movie that scares you.
Does what if it just like gives you like panic attacks, like anxiety?
That doesn't sound like something you'd want to tell somebody else about. But as long as you think it's not going to cause the same problem in them, or do you enjoy having?
I mean,
anxiety?
It's like it is like it's a documentary. It's called The Last Breath, and it is about deep sea divers. And the way it works is you have to be in a pressurized chamber for like 28 days, and then that chamber gets pushed off the side of the boat. It's tethered to the boat, and then three guys go down, and two get outside of the little chamber, and they're tethered to the chamber, and they go the rest of the way down to the bottom of the ocean, and they're like working on oil rigs or something like that, but they are way down there. And in the documentary, one of them gets left down there. It's an hour and 24 minutes, and it is scary. It's scary, but it's all real, and it's amazing. So,
what's it called again?
I believe it's called The Last Breath. Has anyone in here seen it? Has anybody at all? Okay, great.
Live to tell about it.
Yeah, but it is like, whoa, that was fucking spooky and scary and crazy. It's wild.
So. I mean, the documentaries are scarier than the actual fictional things, because they... It happened. You're seeing it happen.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the documentary about the Thai rescue? You know, the rescue.
I haven't watched it yet. The
boys in Thailand, the soccer team that went into a cave and then it got flooded. And that documentary, is it called The Rescue?
Yeah, thank you, sir.
On the National Geographic Channel. You should probably avoid it, Dan, because
I don't know. I also felt like that
pretty gut wrenching.
I felt like that during Uncut Gems. I just kept being like, "Stop, just stop."
I thought you were gonna recommend Uncut Gems.
Yeah, I had three panic attacks in that movie theater.
When you said panic attack, I was
just
like,
"Stop."
I do feel like we've slightly lost the thread, though.
It's true. It is scary. It's all scary.
All right. So that's Dan's
The Last Breath
horror movie suggestion.
I'm going to watch that. Dude, I love documentaries.
Wild.
I'm
going to
watch
it.
The Last Breath.
You guys should watch Loose Change. I'm just kidding. I'm normal. I'm sorry.
Dom, what do you think? Do you have a horror
favorite
movie
scary
you could
movie.
Lay on us?
Yeah, I do. I would just say that, not that it necessarily matters, but I think horror movies are probably my least favorite genre. I like them. And
when they're good, you like them.
When they're good,
but
it's incredible.
But there's too many that are just rough.
Yeah, I think it's the easiest genre to be schlocky in, and the easiest genre to just kind of do lowest common denominator bullshit, like let's just throw some blood and guts.
It also often lacks, like somebody will be like, where are you going? And then they won't answer, just let them go. Or like, what did you just see? And then before they answer, it cuts to like the other group. And you're like, no, they would tell them that they just, whatever. Yeah.
And more cliched stuff than I think a lot of stuff. Like, turn on the fucking light, you know, call the police, whatever. But there are moments of genius in you know, all genres.
It's like every horror movie now, they have to sit down and have a discussion. How do we explain that these people don't have phones that work?
Right.
Totally.
You know, because phones get us out of so much shit these days.
Stop reading Latin out loud.
Yeah. Maybe trade in the Ouija board for a little twister or something. Did you recommend a movie, Dom?
I did not, but okay. least favorite genre. But in my top five films, there is a horror film, and it's Let the Right One In, which is an absolute masterpiece. Yeah. Swedish version. You should watch it in Swedish language with
English subtitles. And what I love about that film is it's the story of a little boy that meets a little girl, and she just happens to be a vampire. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about it. It's not, it doesn't lead with the front foot of, she's a vampire, it's scary, she drinks your blood, she needs blood. It's like a little boy kind of, you know, struggling to find friends, finds a friend. Oh, by the way, she's a vampire. Yeah. It is an extraordinary
film. And he's like, isn't he like blood curious?
Yeah, he is curious. Yeah, for sure. He's being bullied and he wants to be violent and he wants to be a tough guy, but he's not. And then the girl kind of,
she's a badass.
She kind of teaches him how to be violent and protects him. It's, I think, one of the greatest European films in the last like 20 years or so.
That's quite a statement.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen it, let the right one
We've
in.
We've had this same conversation already this month with one of my guests, that not only recommending Let the Right One In, but also insisting that one, not the American remake.
Who was it?
Let's say it was John Gabris.
Okay, good. Boo! No? Nobody? Okay.
It was me!
But yeah, that's a terrific movie. Let's go to Guy Branum. Guy, what scares you?
I hate horror films. Mm-hmm. I hate horror films. So do you want me to...
What's a one, like the one that you find tolerable, or is there no such thing?
I would have to say the best horror film experience I had was reading the screenplay of what turned into the Will Smith I Am Legend.
Not bad.
The screenplay that turned into the Will Smith I Am Legend, just sort of, I had never watched The Omega Man, and after that I watched The Omega Man, and just sort of the idea of living alone in a world full of vampires was this really fun sort of post-apocalyptic thing. But then I always think that, you know, ooh, vampires, that's sort of scary, but like stuff that could actually happen to you is much scarier. And just sort of getting to the end of I Am Legend and having it be like, oh shit, they're people now and you're the monster.
Exactly.
And like, you don't have a place in this world anymore was really good, and they of course removed that and Will Smith fixed all the people at the end of the movie.
But that's the best take of it too. Somebody said that to me once. They're like, you understand, in I Am Legend, he's the problem.
Yeah.
He kidnaps them, terrorizes them, kills them. They're trying to stop this thing from kidnapping them in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It's such a better take on it.
I legitimately don't remember why I read it, but I read that and I was like, oh, that was a compelling experience, but I hate horror films.
Okay,
do not
so
want
I
to
just,
experience a jump scare.
For you, I'll just write down, for people to try to read the script, the version of I Am Legend that they did not make. Or just go back and read is it a short story or a novel that it's based on?
Put the Omega Man.
It's Richard Matheson.
Just put the Omega Man, because that's a better version of it.
There you go. And it's like, that Omega Man's like low-key scary.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of a vibe than, you know, jump scares and all that shit.
I hate jump scares.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, Guy, because I wonder if it's the same thing, the same reason why I don't like horror films. Why do horror films not do it for you?
Because, like, they're very not real. I don't like the feeling of being, of like a jump scare or something like that.
Same.
Or having that sort of tension. I mean,
same.
I like a nice Midsommar or The Witch, where it's just sort of like, what's this weird situation?
Dude, The Witch is fucking wild.
Yeah, The Witch is crazy.
Yeah.
What about you? It's the same?
The Witch is very good.
I think for me, it's like, the world is a scary place. Why would I bring that into my living room? I can walk outside at 10 o'clock at night and it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, are you recommending that then? Are you recommending late night walk?
My street.
I maintain, the thing is, like, for some people, the scariest thing you
can
imagine.
Let the right walk in.
Yeah.
For some people, the scariest thing you can imagine is like an undead person's arm slamming through your wall. That's never going to happen. To me, the scariest thing that has ever happened in a movie is Meg Ryan driving to Baltimore, hearing Tom Hanks's voice and saying, I have to find that person. He's the only person I'll ever love. That could happen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, sleepless from all the nightmares.
Well played, Doug.
All right, Julia, this is a tough one for you because we've got some really interesting, we've got some interesting non-horror films.
I'm so sorry to report that I will add to them because I also am too scared to watch most horror films. Boy, have I read a lot of good Wikipedia summaries. You know what? I read the Wikipedia summary of Suspiria, the old one and the new one.
Whoa.
Seems great. recommend it. I especially the new one. I watched the trailer. That was really good. I love, you know, I love Dakota Johnson. We stan a woman with a big forehead. But every horror movie I've ever watched has pretty much been against my will, because I was in a group where that was the activity. And I was not brave enough to leave. But I'll say that I am so scared of horror films that, like, when I was a teenager, the Scary Movie franchise
no.
gave me nightmares. Scary Movie 3, which just had a vague Ring theme.
Yeah.
I've never seen The Ring. I didn't sleep for a week. I don't know how to... Again, they're comedies. They are comedies, and I couldn't do... Anyways. So I don't... This is... I mean, obviously...
Should we put Scary Movie 3?
We should put Scary Movie 3. I do love the Wayans brothers. The one that I saw
I
most...
I think they dipped by part 3.
Did they?
I think they're just
remember.
In the first two.
I blacked it out.
Yeah,
you know, it's a hard series to keep track of.
It really is.
A lot of movies.
We had Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger, on the podcast that I do with Billy a few weeks ago, and I was at a convention where Billy and I went over to see if he would do the podcast that we do. And from a distance, I went, "Hey, Robert," and he went, "Hey." And I was like,
"Too much."
And I said to Billy, and like we were walking towards him, I went, "Nah, I'm just walking towards him. We'll do it later." Like he didn't go hi. He went.
No.
I wonder if when Robert Englund's like walking a dark street at night, if he like puts keys between his fingers.
And it feels like home.
And then just says Freddy Krueger shit.
That's so funny. That's an extraordinary performance by him. I mean he gave me legit nightmares for like a decade. Robert Englund, you know.
I come from like a family of people who love horror films, so this is my personal Waterloo. So growing up, my parents would always be like, "You have to watch this film. It's a classic." And then I would be awake for a week. And I know that everyone, like the old horror movies, people are like, "Those aren't scary because the effects are so bad." Doesn't matter to my little pea brain. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the old one, so fucking scary.
Okay.
No, she means even older, the black and white one.
Oh, right.
With Kevin McCarthy, I think.
When
Doug gets a point. Doug gets a point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The birds?
The birds? So
are you kidding me?
I really thought you were going to say the burbs.
Yeah. That's scary, too. That's a scary comedy.
Have you seen the burbs? I bet it would scare
you.
It will scare you, just so you know.
When I was 7, I was supposed to be in bed, and I got up and went into the living room where my parents were watching the TV movie of Salem's Lot, and
a
vampire popped up through the floor, and I am still fucked up by that. I am still processing that, and when I'm done with that, I'll go watch a Friday the 13th. Yeah.
There's an entire generation that just blames Tim Curry for like what happened to them from It.
But what I will say is I did recently go see one in a theater. I went to see Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. Mm-hmm. Did anybody see that? It's not like super scary. My friend Rachel is in it. I wanted to support. So I went. I thought it was so funny. And so I thought it was like the perfect mixture of like comedy and horror that didn't. You know, it wasn't as scary as Scary Movie 3.
Like Zombieland does that really well. A little bit of fear with
true.
A little bit
and
of comedy.
What's the final girl or the last girl? That one was really good, right?
Final Girls.
Final Girls, yeah.
Finals Girl.
Julia, do you have
NBA
like a...
Finals Girl.
Do you have like a take as to why you think ladies tend to like horror films more than men? From my understanding, like in my kind of group of friends... All my girlfriends love horror films, and most of my guy friends are like,
I didn't know that was a phenomenon.
Oh, maybe it's just my friends.
True crime it tends to be.
True crime
well,
for
yeah,
sure.
True crime because it's the only medium that's dedicated specifically to us. America loves a dead woman. Boy, do we love a dead woman. And a dead girl, she can't talk anymore, that's great.
Hey, Dan, do you know why? Do you know why I didn't see the It movies in the theater?
How come?
Because I'm Pennywise.
There. Oh.
Hey-o.
Well, these are terrific. I'm switching yours to Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Yes.
Because it truly, it does have scary parts.
It's really good.
And it's funny.
It's funny.
And it's got one of the better endings of a horror movie I've
That's
ever seen.
That's true. Nice. It's really good.
Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, again, like Dom was saying, there's stuff in it that I wish wasn't there that just has to be in horror movies.
Yeah.
You know, like walking around with a flashlight for 10 minutes. Like, okay, let's go, you know. And you can't, you know, they should have one person in the audience at the theater that fast forward to those moments. Preferably a man. Okay, so give the man the remote control. Well, we have a lot to do right now because we've got to decide who my guests are going to play for today to win this amazing BC. And
oh, jeez.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it again. I was like, there's no reason to keep saying baby coffin. But somebody's going to win this and take it off my hands because, frankly, it's cursed me since the day I got it. It's under some sort of spell. And so we'll do a lot. We'll pick those during the break, and then we'll come back and we'll play some games. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back, everybody! Yeah. We're doing it on a Saturday afternoon in Los Angeles. The coldest day of the year here.
Really?
So far, yeah.
Yeah.
We hit it like our high today was like 69 or 70. Nice. And you know how sexy I think the number 70 is.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm wearing a light jacket for the first time. I'm just fucking living. Absolutely living.
Okay, so this first game we're going to play today is one I enjoy very much because I'm a big fan of Nicolas Cage and the motion picture Pig. This game is called Knock Over Those Bottles.
We have
this
a lead.
This game is called Who Has My Pig? And here's how this game works. In the motion picture Pig, Nicolas Cage was very upset that his pig was missing, and he spends the whole movie trying to find his pig.
Is that real?
I won't give away whether he does or not. Yeah.
Okay.
You haven't seen this movie?
No.
Me either.
Sounds like a weird version of John Wick.
It's really weird.
Animal Vendetta.
Yeah, because he's also a chef who lives out in the woods.
Okay, stop. I'm already in.
Okay.
Okay.
So Nicolas Cage is trying to find his pig. So I do my impression, my bad impression of Nicolas Cage, and the four of you all guess who Nicolas Cage thinks has his pig. Okay. I'll give you, you know, there'll be clues in what I'm saying, and you can guess as often as you want.
Love it.
Just yell it into your microphone.
Okay. And this is a actor character?
I'll stop when someone gets it right. Thank you for asking. Since it's, you know, October, I decided to make it more specific, this one, than actors and actresses. So instead, it's movie characters.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to guess the movie character that Nicolas Cage thinks has something to do with the disappearance of his pig.
Okay.
And I got to commend Dynasty Typewriter for having an open snack bar during the show.
Mm-hmm, sure.
That's one of my pet peeves when you're watching like a boring movie and you run up to the snack bar and it's closed because they're not expecting any business during the movie.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's going to happen, so just have a guy sitting there.
Also, their popcorn is excellent. It is so excellent.
It's good popcorn.
It's like extra salty.
Yeah, and you can put they put different candies in. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mixes?
Yeah. They're not fucking around with the snacks here at Dynasty Typewriter. The drinks are great too. They got root beer. They got grape soda. They got lots of great stuff. So come to Dynasty Typewriter and just enjoy the snack bar and then leave. I don't know anything about the shows they do here. I just know the snack bar is solid. All right. I gotta switch into Nicolas Cage mode. Is everybody ready?
Sure.
Oh, good start.
Ooh.
We're already in Nicolas Cage mode.
Yeah. All right, here goes. Did I really just drop that pen again? I drop this pen every week, and then I spend too long trying to get it back.
This is why you gotta be here for those moments.
Right? That's why you wanna see the show live, because the listeners.
This doesn't happen on Zoom.
The listeners aren't seeing me. Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. This is Nicolas Cage. You tell me who he thinks has his pig. Do you have my pig?
Yeah.
I start everyone with something like that. There's no reason to guess yet.
Okay.
All right. Do you have my pig? Are you hiding my pig behind your creepy hotel?
Norman Bates.
Dan got it. Do I have to come over to the Universal backlot and look for myself? Or is your mother going to be there with a knife? So Dan gets the first point, and now it's time for round two.
Okay.
Do you have my pig, doctor? I mean, I'm not talking about a pig doctor. You're the doctor. I know you prefer to eat people.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, Dan did it again. Holy shit, Dan.
I was going to say Richard Kimball.
Dan, yeah. Dan, it's almost like you're on stage with a bunch of people who don't like horror movies.
I watched two horror movies this week.
Is Patch Adams a horror film?
Yes, that counts. That's canon.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, that movie is a little scary. Okay, so Dan is just running away with this thing, but it's still. What's that?
He regrets it. He instantly regrets. Whatever he said, was, he was like, I didn't know that it would be...
No, you know what? And that's right.
That was a fast take back.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I want you to let that take back stay with you forever. It's really important.
It's been recorded. That moment where a heckler decided to retract.
Nope.
Just the emergency break.
Immediately after. But,
appreciate it.
Yeah, good job. Did you eat my pig? No guesses? My pig isn't much of a swimmer.
Oh, Jaws.
Yeah!
Nice!
Nice! Nice! I was going another direction, and I won't say it in case it comes up.
Thinking outside the box, though.
I love Jaws because that movie is where like the horror is actually small town bureaucracy. It's the mayor. Uh-huh. The mayor is the villain, not the shark.
Politicians are the problem. And he's still the mayor in Jaws 2. Like he's been proven absolutely wrong in his attitude and his decision.
And you know why? That's why everyone needs to vote.
Vote out this terrible mayor we have in Amity. I was going to go on to say, can I call you Bruce? All right.
And Universal Backlot.
Jaws is too informal. All right. So Dan's the winner of that game. Congratulations,
Dan.
Oh,
thanks.
The guy was a strong runner-up. And this last one's just for fun. I still like to do one more. Because I wrote it down, and I practiced it. Are you all ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have my pig, Dracula?
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I'll take it, but I was just looking for Dracula.
Yeah, you never know with you, full name.
But
yeah,
wait, if someone's saying, do you have my pig, Dracula, why would Dracula be saying, do you have my pig, to himself?
Nicolas Cage said to Dracula,
copy that.
Do you have my pig?
Moving on.
Pig,
back on board.
And that's a, and I got the stares I was looking for, because that's a fun thing I do on the last one. The listeners know. On the last one, every time, I just say the answer at the, okay, at the end of the sentence and see how quickly people pick up on it. And Dan was the people that picked up on that the quickest. And but Dan was already our winner of this game, which means he gets to go first in our next game.
No, it should mean he has to sit out the next game.
Okay, Dan, you have to sit this one out. It's the new Julia Clare rule.
I might have spaced out. Did we ever say who we're playing for, or do we have to?
We
anymore?
Didn't say it out loud, but that's not a bad idea to bring it up.
I didn't know. I was like, yeah, maybe everybody else did, and I just went away for a second.
No, Dan is playing for
Jess Loves Bob.
Doctor Strange Jess, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bob.
Yeah.
Yes. Dom is playing for Flax and Ship Down. Because Holly Flax from The Office is in the audience.
Laws of a Flaction?
Mm-hmm.
Flaction Jackson.
Yes. Oh, yes. Flaxon Jackson is a good one. So I Married a Flax Murderer.
There, that. Stop. Just move on. We're done. You can end the show.
Okay. That was fun. That was a fun short one. All right. And then Julia. Oh, sorry. A guy is playing for Return of the Kim, which is another Lord of the Rings thing.
I just want to say that as Flax is a traditionally Ashkenazi Jewish last name, so I Married a Flax Murderer would probably be like a very, very long Holocaust documentary.
Also with Doug, you'd, like the next episode, you could be like, so we have a new game. You're going to take the word Flax and you, I'm going to give you a title.
I don't think that will happen.
Okay.
But this is going to happen. I was so excited about the first two guests booked on this particular episode were Dominic and...
Wait, we didn't say she's playing.
Oh, right. Julia's playing for, instead of Inherent Vice, he went with Inherent Ryan.
I mean, I chose it because I love when someone really just phones it in.
Yeah.
And I think it's important.
It was either that or I Know What You Did Last Ryan. So, and you can really do that with almost any movie.
No, it is fun to just throw a name in there. And like, why worry about trying to make some sort of pun? Just put it in there and see what happens.
Ryan Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Or you could have done like an homage to Jaws.
Ryan. Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan's.
There is a movie called Ryan's Daughter. You could do Ryan's daughter, Ryan.
Ryan and Sam.
Ryan. Oh, I like that too.
Oh, I Am Sam. If you want to have a laugh that'll make you feel bad about yourself. When Sean Penn is running down the hall with that cake, it's the most obvious is what's going to happen moment in the history of cinema. Give the mentally handicapped guy a cake and tell him to run. And then that's one of those movies where the actors, a mix of actors who are genuinely mentally handicapped interacting with men pretending to be. It's so rough. A double bill with Patch Adams would be terrific. I mean, one of the last movies that Gene Siskel reviewed was Patch Adams, and he hated it and then died of cancer.
Which proves Patch Adams didn't heal anybody.
No.
Have you guys seen the movie where, is it, I think it's Rosie O'Donnell plays someone who has some...
Riding on the bus with my sister.
Yeah.
That is a rough
We owe each
watch,
other a man. Coke. Yeah, that's tough too. I mean, hopefully that's just a thing of the past, the wild swing at playing somebody that's severely disabled. And
that's past, and we've entered the golden age of prestige fat suits, ladies and gentlemen. You want an Academy Award? You spend 4 hours in prosthetics to look kind of like me.
It is insane the amount of time they spend like in the makeup chair each day to just look like a thing they could have made with CGI.
Or cast.
Yeah. I mean, they could have just really gone crazy. Just make him 8,000 pounds. Make him like the size of an entire city. Be like, have you seen the whale? Yeah. Tried to drive through that place and he blocked it. Okay. So the game we're going to play. Oh, so.
Yeah.
Did I forget anything else, Dan?
No, we're great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay. And back to one. Back to one.
Here we go. Since Dom and Dan, since Dan Van Kirk and Dominic Mana.
He got it wrong last time, that's why I said it.
Yeah. Are the first two guests booked, so I came up with a game in honor of the two of you, and it's called Van Dam or Dom.
Ooh.
This is a game where you have to know as much as possible about Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dom DeLuise.
Oh, no.
Every fun fact that I share with you is either about Jean-Claude Van Damme or Dom DeLuise or both.
Wow.
Yeah.
Outside of the whole game stuff, could you just let me know, because I don't even know who Dom DeLuise is, could you tell me
Dom, before we had fat suits, we had actual funny fat guys. And Dom DeLuise did a shit ton of coke with Burt Reynolds in the 70s, and they filmed some of them and they released them as films. Yep. Your Cannonball Run. Yep.
Oh.
Your Cannonball Run 2.
Got it.
What else was he?
He used to be kind of like a mainstay of our culture.
Mel
like
Brooks
show
movies.
Up on the Tonight
yeah.
Show.
Got it. I know.
Yeah, he's in lots of movies directed by Mel Brooks and Gene Wilder. He worked with both of them a lot. And
He's flabbergasted a lot.
Yeah, and he's no longer with us, but I assume he's in heaven because he's a voice in All Dogs Go to Heaven. Yeah. Cats go to hell. Okay, so so we will start with the winner of that last game, who is in fact Dan Van Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go to Guy because he came in second. And then Julia. And then Dom.
Okay.
So, Dom, on this first one, you probably won't get to play.
Fine.
We'll see. Because Dan's going to guess. If he gets it wrong, then Guy gets to guess between the two remaining answers. And if Guy gets it wrong, then Julia gets the gimme point. And we'll see how it works. This first one is Dan Van Kirk, mm-hmm. Van Damme, or Dom, or both,
okay.
Uses a stage name.
I'm going to go both.
You're saying both of them
yeah.
have all or partly made up names.
Yes.
Incorrect!
Ooh.
We move to
yeah,
Guy.
I guess you wouldn't choose Claude.
Nothing
against it. I just don't really choose it.
All right. So the two options here.
What
is
a
that
Claude.
Our options are that Jean-Claude Van Damme had a much more fruity Belgian name.
Right.
I'm allowed to use these words. And he changed
it. Say anything you want about Belgians.
and then. Or that Dom DeLuise had an infinitely more Italian name that he changed it from. I'm going to say Jean-Claude Van Damme changed his name.
That is correct.
Ooh. Well played.
Yeah, his real name is Jean-Claude Camille.
What did I say?
Francois. He's one of those two middle names. That's how fancy he is. And then his real last name is Van Varenberg. So he was like, damn! I gotta change that up.
Camille Francois is pretty dope.
Yeah, Camille.
Whereas Dom DeLuise, if your Christian name is Dom DeLuise, you just have to be an actor. You have to be in showbiz.
Yeah.
You have to be a star, and you have to do coke with Burt Reynolds. It's the law.
He's the full Dominic, with a K.
Oh, he has a K.
He goes all the way to the K. Yeah.
He has a K.
Yeah.
I get Dominique a lot in this country. Like if I go to places, doctors' offices where they're checking me in and stuff, it's like Dominique, and I'm like, no, no,
no, no. Eventually, Dominique. That'll be my name, but for now, I'm a man.
Dominique. I think is like a girl's name, or I think it's because of Dominique Wilkins is.
Yeah, but still, it's got a Q.
It's got a Q U E, right?
Yeah, I sometimes I'll get Danielle, and I'm like, do you just not know how to read? Yeah.
I would say 50% of the time when someone doesn't know my name, they call me Dominique, and I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Your name is, first and last, is a total
minefield.
It's
a fucking minefield. Yeah, it really is.
It's really terrible.
I just want to say, if you switch vowels on my first name, it is hate-criming me, and it happens constantly.
Really?
Oh, yes. I mean, like Starbucks people just going, gay? Sure.
If you got to make a big deal about it, then grab your coffee.
Okay, here we go. Where am I? Dynasty typewriter. Okay, so Julia, you're up first.
Okay.
Because Guy just got the point.
Okay.
All right. Julia, Van Damme, DeLuise, or both, has voiced an animated crocodile.
Fuck. I'm thinking.
Just before you get into it, Lyle is voiced by Shawn Mendes? Yep. Or some shit like that? No, so don't worry about Lyle.
Now I'm wondering. I'm wondering about the crocodile in Peter Pan. Does it speak? Who am I? I'm gonna say it voiced a crocodile. We all know the French are villains. I'm gonna say Dom DeLuise.
Ooh, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Fuck. Speaking of Dom.
Yo. So
you have the options are both of them or just Van Damme.
So Van Damme voiced Puss in Boots.
No, he didn't.
I think he got like an extraordinary amount of money for that. It's like one of the biggest paydays in animation history. It was like a $60 million payout or something.
But that's like Antonio Banderas you're thinking of, though, right?
You're correct.
Doug, second point.
Points. Yeah. I keep getting points. Where do I write
them? Doc, me a point.
I don't got any room for it.
I think I'm going to go both.
You're going both? Let me look. Nope. Well, look at you sitting over there, Dan.
Yeah, except for I forgot what Julia said.
Oh, perfect. This is perfect.
No, I wish I was doing this as a bit to like be funny, but I'm genuinely not.
It's really hard sometimes.
Keep in mind, he is the runaway winner. Yeah.
In Doug Love's movies, it's all about the fundamentals, you guys. It's about playing the game on the court.
It is. I get it. It is hard sometimes to pay attention when a woman's talking.
I get all caught up in the fun.
Wait, what'd you say, Julie?
Sarah, that's not true. What did you say? Don't tell me, because I have
seriously?
To lose. I swear to God, I don't know why. I just completely blank.
Because if you don't get it, then nobody's going to get the point.
Why? He gets it, yeah.
No.
Yes!
Because I could just tell you which one's left over.
You have no idea how much, in real life, I'm embarrassed with myself.
Which one do you think is left over?
You know what? It's 50-50.
Yeah.
I'll say Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. We got everyone in the room, but you knew the answer.
I know. I genuinely feel bad. And it's like,
who did he play? What crocodile?
You nailed it. He's a crocodile in the Kung Fu Panda movies.
Oh, is that right?
Whoa.
Jack Black, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's like a crocodile that can do karate.
I heard he did his own stunts.
All his VO was during splits. All of it.
All right, so Dan.
Well, Antonio Banderas made a huge amount of money playing.
Oh, that's what I heard. I've heard that.
And really, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme was also Pedro Almodovar's muse in the 80s, so I understand why you confused them.
Thank you, guy. Thank you.
Okay, guys up first on this next one. Dom DeLuise, or both, his father was a garbage man. Not a garbage man, a garbage man.
Okay.
He wasn't a piece of shit.
I'm gonna say, all right. We're still looking for a both, but I'm just gonna say Dom DeLuise.
No, I'm sorry, Julia.
Wow.
Dom is off the table. So is it Van Damme or both? Whose father was a garbage man.
If it's both of them, that's... What mysteries exist in the world? just... I don't know. Of course, my first instinct was also Dom DeLuise, because I'm deeply anti-Italian.
We understand that government jobs are something that the mob hands out to their community to maintain authority, okay? Yeah. We are racists.
Right. But, all right, I'll say Van Damme.
That is correct! Yeah,
Belgium. Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, Belgian garbage Belgian is mostly garbage. Just cigarette butts and like mussel shells.
All right.
Which is interesting because Jean-Claude was known for his muscles and butt. Yeah.
Well played.
Good work.
No, you guys don't need to
applaud
get on board.
Points. Points.
Do not applaud that. Furious.
Guy kind of gave it. You gave me that.
That was very good writing from an actor. No one wants to see you do that.
You're up first on this next one, Don.
Oh, cool.
Right? Because Julia just got the point. And here we go. Has won a Razzie Award. Ooh. Van Damme, Dom, or both? You've never messed around with Razzies, have you?
I'm not sure. Possibly.
Yeah, somebody would tell you. Your best friend would tell you.
Oh, is that right?
If you got a nomination.
Do you get informed? Yeah.
Somebody that loves you would tell you.
I feel like Jean-Claude Van Damme has. I'm not sure if even Dom DeLuise was in the conversation at that point. I'll say Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I love this part.
Incorrect. Dan, let me recap.
Okay.
He just said Van Damme.
Dude, it's all I've been saying in my head since he spoke. I'll go both.
That is correct. It is both.
Do you know which films?
Yeah, Van Damme won along with his co-star Dennis Rodman for worst movie team in Double Team.
Yep.
And then DeLuise won for in the lady category because he played a drag character. he won a Razzie for playing Aunt Kate in Haunted Honeymoon.
Oh, that was so great, though. Ball in the Jack? There was a great dance sequence with Gilda Radner.
Yeah.
How dare they?
Well, you know, the Razzies, they give them to things that are, like, kind of thought of as bad, but also are mainstream. Like, they don't just pick stuff nobody saw and then attack it. They go after the classics like Haunted Honeymoon.
Didn't they recently had to like renege on a whole bunch of like Bruce Willis nominations? Is that right? Is that what happened?
I don't know. Cowards.
I think like it's kind of tricky. They nominated Bruce Willis for a whole bunch of stuff and then it came out that he was, you know, struggling with stuff and they were like, we don't we didn't mean that.
I love the Razzies. I think that they're so much fun. I hope that they never stop. I love when people show up.
Halle Berry, Sharon Stone.
Yeah, they show up with their own red carpets. Incredible. Wouldn't you? I would do that.
Totally. If I got nominated, I would absolutely
blow it up.
I'd be
like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah, and if you got nominated, and went to the thing, you'd be disappointed to lose that. If you were actually there, you know. That's why a lot of award shows, you know who the winner's going to be because it's the person who's actually there. You know, you've seen them on camera, and then they win and act surprised. All right. So what do we got here? I think Dan won that one, too.
I got lucky, yeah.
Yeah, I think you did. But here was the extra question if we needed it. Married more than once.
Oh. And it would be me, and I would be both. And how many points did he have? Because I had 1 point, and I could I tie the whole thing up right now? I don't know. I'm going to say both. Can I not tie the whole thing up right now?
No, because it was over.
Okay.
Because Dan got 2 points in this game.
Was it both, though?
What?
Van Damme.
It's what? Just Van Damme.
Oh.
Dom DeLuise was married to the same woman.
Oh, he's Italian.
Most of his life. An actress who's also in a lot of the movies he's in. Her name is Carol Arthur. Still is. I think she's alive. But Van Damme's been married 4 times. And I think, if I understand it from reading the Wikipedia, one of them was twice.
Oh, that's the best.
I think he's been married like 5 times.
He's a Liz Taylor. We
five
love that.
Times to four.
Yeah, did
four
Elizabeth
women.
Taylor marry the same person twice or
Richard
3 times?
Richard Burton. Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, she
twice.
Doubled back on Burton.
Amazing.
And who wouldn't?
Yeah. Well, all right. So. Still anybody's game today, of course.
Not really, right.
Of course
no,
it is.
No,
because
totally
is. Dan gets to go first in this next game. It might not even be advantageous to go first. In fact, probably not. We'll see right after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. We got one more game to play, and it's one that I'm very excited about because it's kind of a twist on an old game, and I've tried it once, and I'm still tweaking it, and it's called Super IMDb. You know the website IMDb?
Yes.
IMDb, too, as well, but there's a website that is called that, and they just keep track of... you know, everything that's going on in the world of movies and in the in their own algorithm. Because as you know, Dom, if you go to IMDb on your page, it'll say best known for or most known for, and then they list 4 movies at the top. So yours is, you know, 3 Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And then, and then the fourth thing is, because they do TV as well, the fourth thing's probably Lost.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how it shakes out, is it's mostly movies, but sometimes there's TV. So I'm going to tell you the name of an actor or actress, and then you're going to take turns naming movies that you hope are in their top 4.
All right.
And for every one you get a point. And if you, you know, guess something that's not on the top 4, there's no penalty, but we'll go around individually getting your answers.
Can we include a TV show or not?
You can.
Okay.
Yeah, if you think a TV show might be in there, go for it. And there'll also be like some...
At the end of the day, does Doug love TV?
Doug does love TV.
Okay, then I'll accept it.
Yeah, and in some ways more than movies, because they're doing such good work on TV now.
Really are.
Like, it used to be such a stigma for anybody that's in movies to do TV, and now they're all doing TV.
Yeah.
And that, you know, like, that's why we're seeing Michael Keaton win an award at every award show, because he did a TV show.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Leo to do a TV show, and then it's over. Mm-hmm. Once DiCaprio does a TV show, it's over.
Leo.
Everyone.
season three of The White Lotus.
That'd be great.
Anybody Leo or Kate Blanchett? Has Kate Blanchett done a TV show yet? No, I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
Oh, who?
Which
what?
One? What TV show? Yeah, take it back like that other guy did.
I mean, at the end of the day, Tar was 6.5 hours.
She was in Mrs. America, I think it was.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. An FX show, no less.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she did do it. All right. But you know how it is. No more answers from the audience, because this is going to get intense, and someone's going home with this box, whether they want it or not. That's another thing I didn't ask when we were picking name tags, is if you even want this box. You know, because like Julia wouldn't want it, because it's a weird thing to take on the bus.
Yeah, but I'd be like in the bottom five weirdest people on the bus.
Why is that lady got a baby coffin in her lap?
It's like
I hope it's empty. Okay, so I think I was finished describing how this works. So Dan gets to go first, and we'll switch the old order around. We'll go Dan, and then Dom, and then Julia and Guy, and you, in each round you each get one guess, and if once we've hit all four, we'll move on, or we might not get all four, which is a possibility. Okay, so Dan, you start us off.
Okay.
Name one movie that you think is in the best known for of an actress named Jamie Lee Curtis.
I'm going to go with I'll go with Knives Out.
You're going to say Knives Out as mm-hmm. your first attempt to get a point,
yeah.
And you failed.
Okay. I know Knives that you're switching Out. Around, so I thought maybe that...
Knives Out didn't make her yeah. top four somehow.
You can choose them.
So. Dom, what do you think? Yeah, some actors can do IMDb Pro and have their representatives or themselves go in and set it up.
Yeah.
But Dom, you haven't done that. You just rolled the dice.
And the
whatever.
Photo of me on IMDb is fucking shocking, man. It is. It's fucking awful.
What?
The photo of me on IMDb is fucking awful.
Oh, it's kind of weird, right?
It's just not complimentary in any way.
You can change it.
Oh, I can change it?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
You have to pay like $35 a year
or
something.
That. Someone on your team has pro. They have to.
Right, me, yeah, maybe.
I typed Dom and some guy named Dom Bergeron popped up.
Love Dom Bergeron.
He's the top Dom? What the fuck? This doesn't seem right.
Dom.
All right, so who?
I'm going to say, you said Jamie Lee Curtis, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll say Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting guess.
Thank you.
Dominic. Dominic West. What's with these other Dominics?
They're out.
It's actually Dominique West.
Ah, there you go.
Fuck him.
Oh my God! I wish. Confirm how terrible that picture is.
That's a pretty boy
that's,
right there.
That's not. That's
let
not,
me see. Let me see.
No, that's not nice to Dom to say that.
I don't. I mean,
it just doesn't look like you.
Right. Right. Thank you, Julia.
I think it looks real hot.
You look like there's a guy on the
Thanks,
new season. There's a guy on the new season of Love Is Blind that looks like that.
They only pick those people on hotness, so.
And okay. I didn't look at this ahead of time, but your top four are the three Lord of the Rings movies and Lost.
Good for you. Points,
yeah,
Doug.
I figured that out. I'm getting so many points today. Okay, so you said Halloween, just Halloween. The word Halloween. That's your answer.
Yes, sir.
Well, it turns out she's in two movies called Halloween, so you are correct. Yes. Her number
get 2 points?
The number one movie on her top four is
A Fish Called
the Halloween that's more recent.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Halloween
not,
Ends?
Not the original, the 2018 Halloween.
It was like the highest.
Oh, not Halloween Ends.
Yeah.
Another Halloween. Supposedly the new Halloween is absolutely shocking.
Really?
Yeah, Halloween Ends.
It's really... what do you call it? Polarizing. People either hate it or they really hate it.
Did you don't say anything else? Did you see it, Doug? Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen
okay.
it. No. I still got to catch up with Halloween Ends, which is, or wait, Kills. Halloween Kills.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then Ends. All right. Julia, Dom is on the board. He's got one for Halloween, but that leaves three Jamie Lee Curtis movies that are ripe for
the picking. Well, I thought that was two. Oh, never mind.
It's just one title called Halloween.
Gotcha.
This
I'm only
going to
give the 1 point for that because it was also extra easy to have guessed Halloween because you had two chances at it. What do you think, Julia?
Oh, fuck. I don't know why, but I do want to say, and I've never even seen this movie, but I do want to say A Fish Called Wanda, because I feel like that is the movie that like put her on the map.
Well, I would agree with you that that was big for her, but did not make her top four.
Fucking leaving.
Okay, I would have assumed that it would have been just all of those Halloween movies, but I now assume that you would not have been tossing around the words Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends if they were potential answers.
Good call. Good call.
So I am going to go with True Lies.
Damn it. That's
facts. That is the correct answer.
Nice, guys.
That's number two.
Well played, sir.
So Guy is on the board. And that means we're back to Dan.
So we know that someone on her team is putting the new movies in there. So I'm going to, along with that logic, I'll go with Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I mean, that's as new as it gets.
Yeah.
That is brand spanking new.
Yeah.
April came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think she might get an Academy Award.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Incredible.
How terrible would it be if the white person won the Academy Award from that movie? If she wins and Michelle Yeoh loses, we're going to get some articles.
I really hope Ke Kwan gets nominated as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But
yeah,
as somebody who has seen both Tar and The Fabelmans, I have to say, it is Michelle Yeoh's year. She's taking it down.
Yeah, sure.
So good.
I hope you're right. But that's the problem is that they just, the Academy likes to give the awards to people who already have them. Yeah. And, you know, because Michelle Williams has already won, but everybody's talking about her for Fabelmans like she's locked.
Yeah.
And I thought the movie should have been called We Make Up Storymans. but they went with something way more subtle. I'm a writer. Oh, yeah? What's your name? Fableman. Fuck you. What the fuck are you talking about? That's like if you were a library detective and your name was Bookman. Okay, so Everything Everywhere All at Once did not make the list.
Okay.
I'm sad to say. But it might someday. Dom?
I have a face full of popcorn.
Gotta finish chewing.
Man, okay. Trading Places.
Oh, great answer. Oh,
great call.
Number four, nicely it's on done. The list. Okay.
She gets her boobies out in Trading Places.
That's the rumor.
Yeah, she has lovely boobies.
Yeah, it really.
It was back in the VHS days, and I remember doing the rewind, fast forward, rewind. Pause, rewind, fast forward, pause, rewind.
I'm going to add that to your IMDb.
I'm sure you guys remember, maybe Julia too, but like in VHS days, even when you paused it, it would jitter. In the DVD days, it sticks. But yeah. In the VHS days, you had to like get off to something that was going.
There's a scene in A Room with a View where Simon Callow and Rupert Graves and Julian Sands show full wiener and frolic in a pond, and I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But it was back in VHS days, guys, where it's going.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, hold still.
It's too jerky for me to jerk it. All right. Okay, so one title remains out of all of Jamie Lee Curtis's stuff, and it's Julia's turn. What do you think, Julia?
Wow.
Anything? There was a sort of sequel to A Fish Called Wanda. It's not on the list.
No, it's not. It was called Fierce Creatures and it was bad.
Yeah, but like with the same four main cast members of Wanda playing different characters. Like, oh, we want to see them again, but don't do that thing you did already. We don't like those characters that much. I guess Kevin Kline dies in spoiler.
I truly, Wanda. Like, I usually am good at this, and I have such a blind spot for Jamie Lee Curtis. This is embarrassing.
Can you give us a clue, Doug? Or give Julia a clue in some way?
Well, she was an actress who has appeared in 100 movies.
I know.
She
was she in Clue? No.
No.
No, she wasn't.
No. But that's not how this works. You can't just say, was she in each time? Guy?
My gut says Scream Queens.
Oh, the TV program, the Ryan Murphy thing? Oh. Yeah, yeah, not on there. Dan?
Freaky Friday?
No, no, no.
Damn.
That's what I was gonna say.
But she and Lindsay Lohan are on the record saying they will make a remake
Friday
or
too.
A sequel or whatever. Yeah, yeah, that would. There's no other day of the week that would sound good. Freaky Monday.
Freaky Monday does sound like a horror film.
I mean, honestly, I'm drawing a blank.
That's it,
I'm
right?
Like you, Julia. I actually can't think of it.
We might have to just whip right around
Jamie
the guy
Curtis
again because he's got another one.
Oh, am I allowed to guess again?
Well, I mean, Dom doesn't can't think.
I don't think I can.
Yeah.
Julia is her well is run dry.
I mean, this isn't the answer, but I'm going to say Perfect.
It's a Jamie Lee Curtis movie, but it's not on there.
No.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead, move on, and just announce the remaining title, because I don't think anyone's going to come up with it, especially the exact title. It's Halloween H2O 20 Years Later.
Fuck!
Come.
Okay, I was confused. Okay, sorry. I should have.
Good old
yeah,
partner.
I think Jamie Lee Curtis has been in like 5 or 6 movies with the word Halloween in the title. The back and forth is just crazy. And but this one they say, it said ends. Which all of them end, like they all have credits that run and you leave, or if you're at home you turn it off, especially if you're watching it on a streamer. What is with the fucking streamers? Like, don't watch these credits. Whatever you do, get out of here. Like they always, you always have to dive for the remote to get to watch the credits. It's fucked up. Okay, I think Spielberg's mad about it. Okay, so, and I think Hulu doesn't do that. I'm guessing one of them doesn't do that, but
yeah, and HBO's doing that really annoying thing now, where if you scroll down to something, it will like get bigger and start playing if you stick on it, which
ugh,
I can't stand.
Stop
like
it.
I want to just like look at the title. I don't want the movie to start.
Yeah,
HBO are doing that now.
It's a bummer. All right, who did we leave off with? I guess we'll just since that one
started
just sort
me,
of,
I
since
think.
That one just sort of stopped, we'll just
oh,
go,
no,
we'll go back
Dan.
To the beginning. We'll start with Dan.
Okay.
All right, Dan, are you ready?
Yeah.
This next actor, this one's going to be a little tougher, I feel.
Okay.
But we'll see what happens when I say Donald Pleasance.
Really wish I knew who that was.
Well, that's the fun part of this game is as we move on to the other
I'll
players, you might
learning.
Find out.
Yeah,
you might. Because we'll come back to you. Dom?
Nah.
Julia? Okay, Guy.
The Exorcist?
No, Dan.
Okay, so an actor not in The Exorcist, or that is not one of their
or
top
he's in The Exorcist
popular
is not
movies.
He's not in
it's
The
really,
Exorcist.
It's really, it's anyone's
the
game.
The Outfit?
Huh?
The Outfit?
Oh, that movie that just came out recently? This yeah. guy's long dead.
He's from the 70s.
This guy's long dead. Dom, do you have another guess? Julia?
I mean,
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Back to you, Guy.
Oh, I was just reading something about something Donald Pleasance said. MASH? No.
MASH? No.
It's not a good...
I mean, it's not in his top four. He may have been in it.
The Guns of Navarone.
Well, that's a terrific guess. No? Julia?
Well, okay.
Come on. I mean, at this point, Doug, can we not get a clue? Like,
yeah. No, we'll no. Give it, no, we're going to be here all night.
You're going
to...
Who is he married to?
No, this
to?
Whole thing is, I'll work this out.
Butch Cassidy and
I'll
the Sundance
host this
Kid.
And you guys will play.
Okay. Butch all Cassidy right. and the Sundance Kid.
Wrong. Okay, so I'm throwing over all of these because nobody even knows who Donald Pleasance is.
Right.
Which is fine.
Sure.
But he's the star of Halloween.
Oh,
Halloween
that guy.
2.
Oh.
Yes.
The Doctor.
Dr. Loomis.
Yeah.
Dr. Loomis.
Yeah, and he's also in a couple of classics called You Only Live Twice and The Great Escape.
Wow,
so that's
okay.
His top four. We're back to Dan.
Okay.
LL Cool J. the films of Ladies Love Cool James.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Deep Blue? Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Nobody make a noise.
Deep Blue Sea?
Because Dan likes to get it correct. That is the correct answer. That is it. All right, Dan, you did it. That's his number one.
Fucking hey, dude.
That's his number one.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So now Dan's on the board.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
But let's go to Dom.
I mean,
you know any LL Cool J movies?
I really don't.
Like Drew Barrymore at the beginning of Charlie's Angels is in a LL Cool J disguise. Like she looks like him.
Does that count?
And then she pulls off the LL Cool J mask.
Oh, fuck.
And it's Drew Barrymore. Then later in the same movie, she wants to be a man again, and she puts a fake mustache and a fake beard and looks like a woman pretending to be a man. But she could look exactly like LL Cool J earlier in the same film.
So that doesn't count.
I mean, it's not in there, no.
It's a complete guess. Step Up.
I mean, why would LL Cool J be in Step Up? But no, that is not it. Julia, do you know any LL Cool J movies? I mean, no movies are called that, but he's in some movies.
Right.
Nobody's ever like, let's check out this LL Cool J vehicle.
It's very much like a Spike Lee joint. Zoolander? Is he
you
in...
You just have to picture a Kangol hat and then everything below it is right. LL Cool J.
No, I know.
Might be Sam Jackson.
Was he in Zoolander? Okay, I know I'm asking.
Your guess is Zoolander?
My guess is Zoolander.
Incorrect. Guy.
Friday?
Oh. We had to double check that one, no?
Is he in Friday? Anyone?
I don't feel like he is.
I don't. No, it was a.
It's
was
Ice,
a grossly,
Ice Cube, right? Ice Cube.
It was a grossly racist stab in the dark.
I know. It's
Dan.
Four
Halloween
white.
H2O.
Full title.
Oh, is that not?
Hollywood H. Halloween H2O. 20
wait,
years later.
It's not your turn. It's Dan's turn. You just gave him the answer.
Oh, thank you so much. I thought that was a bit. I would have said something else. Halloween H2O 20 years later?
Wrong.
He already had my best, so the second attempt was going to
no, be... that's correct. But
hey!
That's so crazy.
So, okay, I'll give Dan another point.
Good call.
I know Dan is running away with
grudgingly.
This.
Grudgingly. Dom?
Absolutely.
It's more of a hobble.
It's your turn, Dom.
Okay.
Give me another LL Cool J movie.
Oh, shit. No, I don't know.
Okay, Julia, do you have any more LL Cool J's? Do you have any LL Cool guesses? Be funny if the J stood for Jesus.
I also feel like I'm just going to start guessing black movies. Love and Basketball?
That's true. I mean, he could have been in that. But no, Guy, do you want to take one more swing?
No.
Wait, no, I was going to give you a clue because you helped me.
All right, give me a clue. Okay.
Big TV.
Oh.
Oh.
It's, but.
Come on.
Then I'll just think of Law and Order, and that's.
That's the wrong franchise.
Yes.
He's over on CBS.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to say. NCIS.
Keep going.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's not on there, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
This is a movie database.
Yeah, but you said TV could be on there.
It could be when it's a phenomenon like Lost.
Thank you.
I am shocked NCIS Los Angeles is not in his top four.
The two remaining titles, well, because they went with movies. Yeah, that's what happens sometimes. Mindhunters. And, I got to get the title right. Deliver Us from Eva.
Oh.
Yeah. Good job, LL Cool J. All right. So Dan has 2 points. Dom has one. Guy has one. Julia, it's always great to have you on the show.
This is absolutely humiliating.
Okay. Dan, are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. The films of Tyra Banks. Oh, the tide just turned.
Halloween H2O 20 years later?
Nope.
Damn it.
Good guess, though.
You always the popcorn at the wrong time, yeah, buddy.
He throws a big mouthful of popcorn right when it's his turn.
I don't know. I don't know. Secret Life of Pets.
We'll come back to you, Julia.
Life size.
No, oh, that's great.
No,
it's not.
It was a Lifetime movie about a Barbie doll that turned into a real lady.
It's not in her top four.
But by real lady, they mean Tyra Banks. Which is all kinds of craziness.
That's not in her top four?
It's not.
Well, I know.
It's wild.
Oh, fuck. I
Guy?
Know.
Okay. I believe the name of the Britney Spears vehicle that Shonda Rhimes wrote was Crossroads.
Oh, yeah. She's in that?
No.
Yeah, she's in it.
No, she isn't.
Oh, isn't she?
Does she play the Justin Long role?
Oh, sorry. I was wrong.
I actually know.
Well, we'll see what's going to get back to you, Dan.
America's Next Top Model.
That is correct.
You got the TV thing.
Yeah. What else, Dom?
The Tyra Banks Show.
I mean, she did have a show called that, I think. I think she had a talk show for a little while.
It's not in there?
Nope.
Wow.
Fuck you.
Okay, Julia.
Coyote Ugly.
Coyote Ugly is correct.
Nice.
She's on the board.
What else you got, Guy? There's two more. Tyra
two?
Banks. Yeah, we've got America's Next Top Model. We did America's Next Top Model and Coyote Ugly, and there's two more movies that Tyra was in, according to IMDb.
I'm going to have to pass.
Damn.
Coyote Ugly 2? It's like half a joke, guys, because you don't know either.
If there was one and she was in it, it didn't crack her top four.
Okay.
Back to you, Dom.
Can I get a clue?
Tyra Banks is an American supermodel.
Yeah, it's not, you're not going to get it.
She's on a TV show right now called Dancing with the Stars.
No.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I'll say Dancing with the Stars.
You're saying Dancing with the
Stars?
Sure,
why not?
Nope.
I thought it was going to happen.
Julia.
Two more.
They might be.
Well played, Doug.
Yeah. I think we've covered her TV career, though. I think.
Because she was famously on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You think that's in there?
Don't do this to me.
Don't give me hope.
I'm going to say, once again, Love and Basketball.
I would like to say the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It's always a fun guess, but no. No, no, no. No to both of those. Dan? Anything?
I mean,
I think you're gonna win this thing.
What if? Scary Movie 3?
That's a good guess.
She appears, I believe, as herself in Tropic Thunder.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
And then the fourth one is
The Godfather.
The Godfather? That's your guess?
Yeah.
So close. Halloween Resurrection.
Oh! It was one. It was close.
Dan Van Kirk is our winner today.
Did it for you. And you.
And if we needed it, I was going to have to go to Busta Rhymes. It was in Halloween Resurrection and movies called Narc, Blade 2, and Shaft. All right. Rest in peace. Okay, so Dan Van Kirk, go ahead and do your plugs.
Oh, okay. You can listen to Pen Pals. It drops every single week wherever you listen to your stuff. It's me and Rory Scovel answering letters that you send us. That's why it's called Pen Pals. And then Dumb People Town, the Sklar brothers and I host that show. We each have a story, a dumb story from around the news that gets sent in. And we just goof around with another great comedic person. Other than that, you can check me out November 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival in Houston, Texas. We'll be doing a live Pen Pals, and I'm headlining there as well. Everything else is at danielvankirk.com.
Yeah, you'll be on Doug Loves Movies too if you're still down to do that.
For sure. Is that on Sunday?
I think so, yeah.
Then I'll be there. You got it.
Yeah, we're doing 17, 18, we're doing 19, Wide 20. World of Doug's on Saturday and then Doug Loves Movies on Sunday.
Okay, I'm there.
So, yeah. Cool.
Great.
All right, Dominic.
Absolutely nothing. I'm a human. I'm great. See you later.
I know you just came here to use the restroom and eat popcorn. But thank you so much for doing
it. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it. Julia Clare, great first time live audience appearance. They clearly love you.
No.
What would you like to promote? Do you have any other friends that have podcasts you're not on?
I will be on Lost.
It's a podcast where I can't find the TV.
I write the daily newsletter for Crooked Media, the What a Day newsletter. It's recapping the day in news with jokes. It's really fun, and I get to put a lot of stupid things in there. If you want to subscribe to it, it's at crooked.com/newsletters, and you can follow me for all my other dates on Twitter at @OJuliaTweets, O-H, Julia Tweets. And that's it.
It's a good follow, everybody. Guy Branum.
Buy Bros from iTunes or Amazon or wherever you buy movies. Buy it and watch it. It's very funny. I like it. I am in about 7 minutes of the movie. Thank you.
So was awesome. Judi Dench, and that worked out.
What?
Judi Dench was in like 7 minutes of the movie, and that worked out well for her.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. You crush as hard as she does.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I expect to be nominated for, but not win Best Supporting Actress this year, for the same reason as.
They gave it to a lady once with a shorter performance than yours, Beatrice Straight.
Beatrice Straight for Network. Yeah. Don't fucking come for me. I'm sorry, I dropped the ball on Donald Pleasance.
He hasn't been around for a minute, so it's just so funny that the thing was so pitched towards you have to know Halloween movies, and clearly none of you do. So that ended up being super fun. Where's the winner? Who were you playing for, Dan?
Right over here.
Oh,
Jess,
my God.
Bob
and Jess drove so far to get this crate and take it back home with them. Congratulations. Well done.
Don't get it wet. Don't feed it after midnight. They do not like bright lights.
And he's talking about the James Corden microphone that's in there.
They hate horrible food service.
All right. So, we'll be back here again next month on November 12th. And thank you, Dynasty Typewriter. And one more time for all of my guests, Dominic, Daniel, Guy, and Julia. As always, only your mother truly loves you.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another